everyone, this is Ryan and welcome back to the Sustainable Living Today podcast, which is the number one podcast for sustainable living and the human life on earth. Today is the 14th of October 2021, and unlike every other day, we have a very special guest today in this episode. She is currently insanely viral. You can see her face on almost every news outlet this morning because she claimed to have teleported from the year of 2221 and have come to the earth on the year of 2021 to deliver a very important message for all the human being on the present day. So without further ado, to Professor Summer, please introduce yourself.
Thank you very much, Ryan. Hello to the human beings of the 2021. My name is Professor Kate Summer. I am a professor in environmental engineering science. And on the year of 2221, I am one of the board of directors of the United Nations. And yes, like Ryan already explained, I came from the year of 2221, which is exactly 200 years from the present day.
Thank you very much, Professor Summer, for your introduction. So, as a starter, may I ask you a little bit as to how do you get here from the year of 2221?
Yes, so Ryan, in the future of the year 2221, us, the scientists of the Earth, have managed to create and successfully run a teleport machine for the past, and through a lot of judgment and discussion from the United Nations teams, we have decided that the year of 2021, which is the present day, is the perfect year for us because we have a very important message that we would love to address to the people on Earth regarding the situation of the Earth in 2221.
Oh my God, that's very impressive, Professor Summer. And alright, so can we just go straight to the point of what is it that the people in 2221 wants to say? What is the message for the people on the present day, which is the 2021?
So, Ryan, before we get to that, I would like to explain a little bit of the situation on Earth in 2221. In the next 200 years, the Earth is not going to be like the present day. Which is actually, I was entirely shocked when I teleported here from the year of 200 years in the future, because the Earth looks so much different. In here, everything is green and the land are still here and humidity is still going on very strongly. Like, people do their activity, the economics still going on and everything. Meanwhile, I want to tell you that in the year of 2221, the situation is not like this at all. I am very deeply sad to say that a lot of countries is not going to be here anymore. There will be no trees, no greens at all. A lot of lands already drowned. the Antarctica and everything where there is ice, there's no more like that. A lot of the population on Earth will be drowned, and the system of country just doesn't exist the way it is right now. In the year of 2221, people live in colonies. And yeah, that's about it that I can explain to you about the current situation. And the Earth is just not livable anymore. 70% of the world population is already gone due to climate change and a lot of situation that is just out of the human reach. And it's very sad to say that right now we are forced to leave Earth and try to seek for a new place to live, as we already tested out to other planets. That is a very devastating news, Miss Summer, but I think the human on Earth today, we've saw it coming from now, because the way we live is just very devastating. But from hearing your point of view today, it really shocked me, as I sure it is also shocking for all the viewers out there who are listening to this podcast. So, from the United Nations in 2221, what is the message, Miss Summers? What exactly did you come to the present day to say to us? Well, we have crafted a message for all of you guys to listen to, which is, after listening to my story about the situation on Earth on the future of 200 years, we have 10 ways that we would like everyone on Earth to follow to be able to save the Earth, because we need help. We cannot live like this, and we are on the verge of extinct because we just simply cannot adapt anymore to the situation on Earth. So please, here are our messages. The first one is to reduce, reuse, and recycle. The second one is to volunteer. Volunteer for cleanups in the community and everything you can get your hands on. Their third one is to educate, because when we are educated about our situation on Earth, you can help others to understand the importance and value of our natural resources. The fourth one is to conserve water. The less water you use can be a very big possession for the people in the future. Think about your kids, your grandkids, the ones who are going to leave the Earth on the next 100 years. Do you want them to survive or not? So the smallest things make the biggest changes. And then choose sustainable. Live sustainably. Shop wisely. Use long-lasting light bulbs. Don't send chemical into waterways. Bike more and drive less. And lastly is to plant a trees. Trees provide food. Trees provide oxygen. They help save the energy, clean air, and most importantly, combat climate change. That are the 10 ways to save the Earth that we really, really rely on the people of the 2021. And then the conclusion of my message is, please, to live more sustainably. Think of the future. Think about your future kids, your grandkids, and the people after them. Because we are living in sorrow if the people of the present day keep living like this. The Earth is ours. This is our home. As much as we try to seek for new planets to live, there's no place like Earth. This is our home. So please, listen to me. I am from the future, and as ridiculous as that sounds, the only one that can help the Earth is you guys, the ones who are listening. So that's all of it from me, Ryan.
Wow, Miss Summers, that is a very, very strong message, which I think this podcast will clearly be viral in the next several days. So my message for all the people who are listening every day for this podcast, please save our Earth. We already hear it from the person who will be living in on Earth in the next 100 years. So what are you waiting for? Please protect our Earth. Thank you very much, and we'll see you in the next episode. Thank you very much, Miss Summers.
Thank you very much, Ryan.